Okay, today, Ben, we're continuing in the third paragraph of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. So, says the Mishnah, maybe get me Medinas Yam v'chala. Let's say a person was bringing a get from Medinas Yam and he got sick. So, in the last Mishnah, we said if he was bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael and he got sick, he could just make another Shliach. But the problem is, in Medinas Yam, when you bring from Medinas Yam, you can need to say B'fanei Nichtav or B'fanei Nechtam. How are you going to be able to, you can't, if you make a Shliach, another Shliach to bring it? That guy didn't see it being written or signed. So, Osa Beis Din U'mishalcho. He should go to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din will appoint another Shliach and send that Shliach to deliver the get, because the Shliach who brought the get cannot just send another Shliach, because again, you need to say B'fani Nechtav or B'fani Nechtav, and the second guy will not be able to say that. So what is it getting a Beis Din valve help? V'omer Lefneim, the first Shliach says in front of the Beis Din, B'fani Nechtav or B'fani Nechtav. He reports the B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav. V'ein Shliach Achron, then the next shliach will no longer have to say, because the magic words have already been said. Ela Omer Shliach Beis Din, and he only needs to say is I am a Shliach Beis Din. Then we assume that if he's a Shliach Beis Din, that everything was done. Kidas ukidin. So by the first shliach saying it in front of a Beis Din, that obviates the need of any further b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Now the Mishnah goes back. Mishnah Zion goes back to the discussion of a cheskas chayim, that if the last you saw a person was alive, you have a right to assume that they're still alive. Hamal v'mosas a kohen v'sa levi v'sa ani. If someone lends money to a kohen, a levi, or an ani, lios mafresh alein michelkan, and the idea is that he's going to separate from his own crop that whatever they're entitled to get. The truma, the ma'aser rishon for the levi, truma for the kohen, ma'aser rishon for the levi, ma'aser ani for the ani, and instead of delivering it to them, he's going to keep it as the payment of the loan that he made to them. So mafresh alein michel. He can keep on doing that and assume that the people who had borrowed the money from him are still alive, and therefore they are paying him back by him keeping, let's say, the Levi's Meiser Rishon. And he doesn't have to worry that maybe something changed, maybe the Kohen died, and therefore he can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Truma by having this Truma go to the Kohen, because that Kohen's not alive. Or the Mitzvah of Meiser Rishon by having this Meiser Rishon go to the Levi, because maybe the Levi's not alive. Or by having this Meiser Ani go to this Ani, because maybe the Ani is no longer an Ani. So we assume that if they used to be alive, they still are alive. If he used to be an Ani, he still is an Ani, and he's still entitled to Meiser Ani. Mesu, but if you know for sure that the guy who borrowed money from you died, then you need to get permission from the Yorshim to keep on taking the Truma as payment of that loan, or the Meiser Rishon as payment of that loan. But if you lent money to a Kohen, a Levi, or an Ani in front of a Beis Din, and the idea was that you're going to get paid back by keeping the Truma, the Meiser, or the Meiser, and then they died, if it was done in front of Beis Din, the whole arrangement was done in front of Beis Din, then you don't need to get special permission from the Yarshim, because the Beis Din is allowed to require the Kohanim, Leviim, and the Aniim to give up their rights to the Truma, the Meiser, Rishon, and the Meiser, Ani, in order to pay back their debt, and that's a takana that Beis Din does, which enables people to have access to funds when they need it, and therefore the Yarshim can be forced to follow that through as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that someone who brings get from Medina Siam and he gets sick, so he can make a Beis Din, he can say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam in front of Beis Din, and Beis Din will send another Shliach in his place, because then the second Shliach will not need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if someone lends money to a Kohen, a Levi, or an Ani with the deal that as payment he's going to keep whatever Trumas he would have otherwise given to that Kohen, whatever Meiser Rishon he would have otherwise given to that Levi, whatever Meiser Ani he would have otherwise given to that Ani, you can assume that the Kohen, the Levi, are still alive, and that the Ani is still an Ani. You don't have to worry that anything changed. But if the Kohen or the Levi died, then you need special rishus from the Yarshim to continue with that arrangement, unless the entire arrangement was made in front of a Beis Din. Okay, Beis Din, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches.